On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And good morning, Tyler Clark in here, the regional funeral manager, if I can get that out, and Wilson's Chapel of the Roses and some of their other properties. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So you have been around at Wilson's for several years, but Wilson's has been around for an incredible 125 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Hardly anything in any community lasts that long. Kind of talk about how the company evolved.
Well, I've been doing my own history, I think, like you have, and it's older than both of us. So it's taken a lot of research. They got started in 1901 as the Roseburg Undertaking Company. And then they ran that for a while, and then it got destroyed in the blast, and then the Wilsons bought it, and they moved it over to Harvard in 1965. That's kind of the basic history that I know.
And so now, because of this 125th season, you guys have done a bunch of work. Talk about what's changed there.
So the building hasn't much changed since the Wilsons built it in 1965. And it was built kind of as a large multi-purpose building. And it's served the community great over the years, but we've realized it needed some updating. So it needed some modernization and some things that reflect today's the way we do funerals today.
So what kinds of things were done?
Well, we moved the layout of the building. We modernized, obviously, the flooring and the paint and the furniture. But we've changed the layout of the building. We added a large cafe, public use area that is available to the community for banquets or anything else. It's got a large kitchen in it. It's pretty nice.
And what kinds of other things did you do to enhance what you can do during services?
So we changed out the technology. So now we can stream live to the internet. We can stream to different rooms. We can move. It doesn't sound hard, but to move music and pictures around, especially in a live format, takes quite a bit of work.
So, when people look at this whole area of a funeral home, probably most people really don't want to plan for their passing.
This is true.
But why should they?
Well, they should because, and I'm just as guilty as the next person. Here I do this for a living, and I haven't done any planning myself. But it really does make it easier, and the amount of savings that the family has. I mean, if you buy something at today's cost, and we've all seen what happens to prices, but in 10, 15 years from now, your cost is the same. So it really locks in today's prices.
And I would think kind of some certainty at a time when you're dealing with a lot of tough emotional things, at least you know what's going to happen in one area.
And that is a peace of mind, too, to the families. It's really nice to be able to sit down with children that want to honor their parents' wishes and to be able to say, look, this is what Mom wanted, no more, no less. She wrote it down here. We don't have to get fancy. This is what she wanted. And that just takes a lot of stress off of the people that are making the arrangements.
So how did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, it's pretty odd. I was in the trades, and I was just looking for something to do till I could find another job. And Walt Taylor picked me up and gave me an apprenticeship, and it's been a fit ever since.
What is what's kind of the most rewarding part about this?
The most rewarding part is the community. So I get to see people on their worst days. And sometimes that's a hard thing to work through, but it builds a bond that lasts. So when I see you 3-4 years down the road, you still have a warm spot for me, and we've kind of bonded. And I like that amount of community connection that happens.
So the event on tomorrow night, Tuesday night, talk about what's going to be happening and when.
So it's from 4 to 6 p.m., and what we're going to do is we're just going to have the building open to the public. We're going to have refreshments and snacks, and we're going to have the staff on hand located out through the building to kind of give people who walk in a tour. We'll kind of show you each new room and what we've done, and you'll get to meet the different staff members, and then you can hang out in the cafe and have drinks and refreshments.
And I didn't realize this until I was kind of making some notes this morning. For Chapel of the Roses, you also have Chapel of the Roses in Sevelin. I knew that, but Roseburg Memorial Gardens as well.
Yes, we have kind of the three of them all tied together.
And the Valley View Cemetery too.
Yes, we're getting quite big.
So, a lot going on there, but really kind of a legacy of really being able to serve the community in that way for a very long period of time.
Yeah, it's consistency, and it's been just a blessing to be part of it, to be honest with you.
So if people want to do what they probably don't normally want to do and address the whole, future planning for not necessarily everything, but at least get a plan for service and what's going to happen when they are gone? What kind of steps should they take?
Just a simple conversation is a real easy way to start. It's not a scary thing. You can come in and say, hey, I'm looking at cremation or I'm looking at burial. These are my thoughts. We can get you a ballpark figure, and then you have something to work with. Then at least you have something to work with, and you can plan for it, whatever. You don't have to exchange money, but we can come up with a plan together that costs no money, and then you kind of have at least peace of mind knowing what you're looking at, the mountain you're looking at.
Wow. And again, the event tomorrow, what time?
4 to 6 p.m.
All right. Wilson's Chapel of the Roses, which is located at?
965 West Harvard.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You betcha.
All right. 8:37 at the Morning Report.